I was getting the dregs at the bottom
and not what was at the top.
And then one time, after doing this for a year or two, this lady in my office, who worked for me for just about 6 weeks, all of a sudden gave her notice and says her husband and her are getting, she's getting married and she's moving and she won't be with us anymore. And she's got to give us a couple weeks notice. And I thought, this lady's never missed a paycheck. She's been there on time. She's not dedicated to the company. I'm the one that's in there the most hours, and I'm taking whatever's left over. This whole thing is backwards. I said, this isn't the way it works. And I learned a principle, a huge principle. You pay things by priority. You pay things by priority. And you are number one. Nobody's going to get up in the morning and do everything they can to help you become wealthy. How many of you have professionals that get up and their whole life is dedicated to you becoming wealthy? Anybody here? Anybody got anybody here that's their whole life has come to this planet, they were sent here, dedicated to make you wealthy? And that's all they care about. They don't care about anything else except making sure you're wealthy. No, it's up to us, isn't it? So what I did is I changed my priorities, and I thought to myself, well, who is really most important in this company, and who's second most important in this company? And I decided I was going to pay people according to the priority of their value in the company. That was a turning point in my life, beginning of my wealth. Didn't happen till then. Huge difference. So then I realized that whoever I didn't pay that would penalize me most by not paying them was top priority. And if I didn't reward myself and I burned myself out, that was going to cost my company more than anything. And if I didn't pay my taxes, that was going to penalize me more than anything. And if I didn't pay my highest second employee first, I was going to penalize me. So I restructured the priorities of my company, and I came to this realization. That I pay myself first. PMF. Savings. I pay my taxes second. And some of you probably go, well, why would you want to pay your taxes second? Because it's not wise to build your wealth on money that's not yours. It's wise to set that aside, gain interest on it, while it's in storage, on the way to giving it back to where it belongs. Now, you're not going to get by without paying taxes. If you do, you're going to end up eventually paying taxes. There are legitimate ways to reduce your taxes. I'm not negating those. But to try to eliminate them and try to live a decent lifestyle is out of fair exchange. Don't think you're going to pull that off very long. I know some people that have tried. They got away with it for 3, 4, 5, even 8, 10 years even. And then somehow weird stuff happened and they end up having to pay something in another way. Legal fees or something. Why did I just pay it? I've been paying taxes and I'm still wealthy and I'm still paid my taxes. You can do both. You're not going to miss any money by paying it. Now, there is a value of paying taxes. Because any time you contribute contributions of economics to something that is at a higher level of order and organization at you, that you're subordinate to and part of, is like putting investments into something that's a greater cost. There's a value in doing that. Not excessive and not unnecessary taxes, but contributing like that integrates a society and contributes to a quality environment. Even though the politicians blow some of their money, not negating that, they don't blow all of it. Some of it you get to use. So I say pay myself first, pay my taxes second, pay my lifestyle third, and pay my bills, business bills, fourth. My immortality savings account first. That means money I don't touch the rest of my life. My taxes second. My personal lifestyle budgeted third. And my business bills fourth. I started this that year after that lady left. And that was the beginning of my wealth. Until then, I kept breaking even, kept breaking even, kept breaking even, kept breaking even, kept breaking even. How many of you have that out of order, out of that order? Put your hand if you have it in some other order. Now, if you're working for somebody else, which is only a few percent of you, this won't apply. You don't have a business. Savings, taxes, lifestyle. Most people, out of ignorance, pay their business bills first. They're altruistic. Pay a little bit of a lifestyle, get behind on their taxes, and have no savings. Raise your hand if you've been in that boat. Look around the room. I want everybody to say this affirmation. I am worth it. I pay myself because I'm worth it. Say it. Is that mine? I pay myself because I'm worth it. I can't hear you. I'm the most important person in my company. If that's true, then you want to be honoring that. I'm the most important person in my household because I make my household possible from a financial perspective. So first is savings. Now, savings is savings. Savings isn't save some money and then spend it. Savings is savings. I was speaking at a church one time, and I did a topic called prosperity, your natural ability to build to manifest wealth, I think it's called. And in there I talked about what is called supramacrotheoeconomics. They didn't know what the hell it meant. Supramacrotheoeconomics. And I made it up. I made up a word. And what that was is that I used it because these are religious people, and I said, God spends souls and saves souls. And everybody kind of went, yeah, save soul. It's kind of cool, right? Got a few hallelujahs out there. And I said, and God, and I put on a Southern Baptist talk on this to bring more fun to it. I said, God, right, spends and saves souls. Hallelujah. That's right, brother out there. I heard a few other people out there talk. And I said, and he does it in equilibrium. That means he doesn't spend a soul without saving a soul. And we must learn to do the same if we're going to have a godly lifestyle. Hallelujah, brother. We got to learn to be able to save as well as spend. How many of you are masters of spending? But haven't been saved. Or saving, I mean. You understand my point. I'm not trying to be religious here. By the way, this is an Amway company. Saving is one of the most valuable things. Even computers tell you to do that before you shut them off, don't they? They're trying to remind you how to build wealth. Save. I'd like you right now to write down on one of those areas of your paper there how much you feel you could begin saving today. I don't want you to exaggerate it. I don't want you to minimize it. I just want you to figure a number that you go, I know I can do that per week or per month. Do it per month. How much could you save in a month? Right now, how much could you commit to doing in a month? I don't care how small it is. I don't care how small it is. It can be $5. Why would you want to save? You tell me. If you don't have a purpose, if you want to go into nihilistic Buddhism and have no desire, you'd have no reason for saving, would you? No, I guess you're going to have to modify some Buddhism today. This is the total you want to monthly save. Not on top of what you're doing, but whatever you are doing, if you want to do more, great. If you want to do less, great. But what is it you'd love to do that you feel, yes, I can do that? Write that figure down. Whatever that figure is, add 10% to it. So if it's 1,000, make it 1,100. If it's 100, make it 110. If it's 50, make it 55. If it's 5,000, make it 5,500. If it's 50,000, make it 55,000. If it's 1,000,000 a month, put 1,100,000. Whatever the amount is, I don't know what it is for you. Because you want to start saving right at the level of comfort zone and uncomfort. And if we got you comfortable at a one figure, and 10% is what you can tolerate without reaction, Somewhere between that figure and 10% more is what I want you to start with. I want you to write that number. That's what you're going to start. And you're going to force that into a savings. We're going to put that into a savings. Starting on Monday, when you leave here, I'm going to show you what to do. You're going to start that on a savings. If you're already in motion and you're already saving that amount, great. You're going to continue it. But since you just said what your comfort zone is, I added 10%. That's going to go up a little bit. Yes. You can do, if you've got your own business, you can total up whatever the gross of that entire business is and take a portion of that, and then you'll reallocate that for business cushion and personal cushion. If you're working for another company, it's just your own personal.